Well, good morning. Welcome back to Sunday Primer Podcast, where we hope to prime the hearts of our people individually, the children of God, before we gather as the people of God. And this morning, we're going to look at Psalm 27 just before we gather together in our churches here soon, just to begin priming our hearts, fixing our attention upon the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 4 says this: I have asked one thing from the Lord. It is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gazing upon the beauty of the Lord and seeking Him in His temple. Psalm 27 is personally one of my favorite psalms as a whole, but this specific verse is so incredible and honestly so incredibly convicting. After reading this verse, I can't help but think of all of the things that fills my mind personally throughout the day, all of the desires that I have, thinking about all of the ways that I want to spend my time, my resources, my money, what I want for my family. That list probably goes on and on for me, and I'm sure it does for you. And those things in and of themselves aren't necessarily wrong, but this verse, verse 4, highlights David's singular focus, which is to dwell in God's presence, to delight in His beauty, to seek His wisdom continually. That whole verse, this whole singular focus is so convicting to me personally. Of all of the things that David could want, of all of the things David could write and say that he's seeking after, he says the one thing that he wants is to sit and to look upon the glory of God. So a question I have for us, for you and for me this morning is, what is the one thing that captures your affections and your desires right now? What is the one thing that you're currently seeking after now? What is the one thing that is taking the most time, effort, money, energy for you or for your family? What needs to change in your schedules, your priorities? What needs to change in your life in order to change your affections? And so my prayer for us this morning is that we would have a similar heart, a similar desire to that of David, which is to seek the presence of God and His wisdom, to know Him more fully. So this morning, as we gather as the body of Christ, would we desire to sit in the presence of God and to gaze upon His glory and His beauty? Would you pray with me this morning? Lord, we thank You for being an incredibly loving, faithful God who desires to be close to us, to be close to Your children. Lord, I'm grateful that because of Jesus and through Jesus, we can experience Your presence intimately every day. Lord, I pray for those that are listening this morning and joining me in prayer this morning. God, I pray that You would give us a heart like David's, a heart that longs to and desires to be near You, to seek You above all things and above all else. God, I pray that You would allow us to experience Your glory and Your beauty, even this morning as we gather as the people of God. God, would we experience that fresh this morning? Lord, would You remind us that Your presence is where we as the people of God ultimately find strength and comfort and peace. Lord, would we turn to You and would we seek Your wisdom daily through Your word? God, I pray that Your word would speak to us clearly and allow us to trust You completely, Lord. God, thank You that You are a close and near God. I pray that we would see Your beauty and how wonderful You are, and that that would cause us to live in a way that honors and glorifies You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.